From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Moscow is now the focus of efforts to reduce violence in Syria. The effort to get Syria's warring sides to recommit to a cessation of hostilities shifted today to Moscow, where Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is hosting the UN's envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, to discuss ways to put the truce back in place. The fighting's been worst around the northern city of Aleppo, where government airstrikes and rebel shelling have killed hundreds of people during the past week. Lavrov's office said he spoke by telephone Monday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, and that they both urged all sides to strictly observe the ceasefire. The call followed Kerry's own meeting with de Mistura in Geneva, where he said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the spiraling violence. Kerry did not specify what those proposals are.
Russia and the United States have agreed that there will be additional personnel who will work from here in Geneva on a daily basis, 24/7, in order to try to make sure that there is a better job and a better ability to be able to enforce the cessation of hostilities day to day.
Kerry said an agreement on Aleppo could be announced in the coming days. Tens of thousands of pilgrims gathered at the North Baghdad Shrine Tuesday for a Shiite religious festival commemorating the 8th century Imam Musa al-Khatim, despite the threat of an attack following two jihadist bombings this week. Protesters who stormed into the international zone Saturday largely toned down their demonstration and drifted out to celebrate on Monday, despite increased security measures, including blocking all major roads. This is VOA News.